Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Helen.
So this is more sober wife, sober husband, really, isn't it?
I've only had like 3 beers.
Yeah, because you've not been drinking for the last week.
Not really.
Because Jack's here.
Yeah.
You have to be a proper dad.
Sober.
Yeah. Much as we'd all like to get drunk. But yeah.
Yeah, so.
So how's it been? You struggled on, got through it.
It's been good. I've enjoyed myself.
You've slept better, you said, didn't you?
You meant about not drinking. I thought you meant about Jack. I feel great. Let me just have a sip of my beer. The next episode, I'm just going to get smashed.
Wasted.
Hell, yeah.
Sober wife, wasted husband.
Let's see how far we can go down this rabbit hole.
So
we'll do a day-long podcast from the morning I'll start drinking, yeah, just see how far we can go.
Yeah,
and then the last bit will be, this is us in A&E.
I reckon by 11 o'clock in the morning I'd be like, you just let me finish. Just let me finish. And how's it been having Jack here then?
It's been great. I felt really like a real dad.
You are a real dad. He's 8. It's, you know,
it's been quite
hopefully
good.
You felt like a real dad before.
Oh, it's been nice.
It has been quite cool.
Yes, we went to Safari Park.
We did.
Which was great fun.
I touched a zebra, a camel, and a giraffe. And a goat.
Yeah. Did you have a list of animals you wanted to touch? Or was it just...
I wanted to touch a bat. Sort
of as it came. As and when.
I was very excited to touch a zebra, as it was just out of my fingertip reach. Yeah. When I was trying to reach over your side.
You knew too. He was like, no. No. You got to work. You got to earn it.
I wanted to touch a bat, but... And the Bat Cave at West Midlands Fair Park is nothing compared to the one at
Chester. Might listen to this. That's not the endorsement we want. We want to get free stuff.
Well, no, it was not. It was good. It just wasn't... I thought it was bigger. But then actually that whole section, because then the section on the other side was quite small. But then I think probably there were more things in the reptile house, which we didn't go into. But so I think there would be more there. But obviously... We rushed by because Jack just wanted to see the fish, not the creepy crawlies, even though I think it was just like a tarantula.
Yeah, there wasn't...
There weren't, like, in terms of spiders, there were frogs and ants and cockroaches things, but I think, the only spider there was a tarantula. But again, there'd probably be more.
Saw piranhas.
Yeah, we did. And pufferfish, that was cute.
There was a pufferfish, little pufferfish on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dinosaurs and stuff, but obviously fake.
That was so cute, though, when he was, like, touching the little T-Rex baby, the really bad puppet.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact the puppet was bad. It was the fact that her fake arm holding the box.
But all of them had, like, little bits missing, which kind of ruined the, oh, this looks really good. Oh, no, you can see a metal spike sticking out of its tail.
Yeah, I saw that when the, like, rips.
And there was a baby triceratops, and I think the animatronic must have been broke, because it was just shaking.
Yeah.
Like, it was a spasm in the row. So, yeah, that was lovely. I mean, it was an amazing place, so, you know, thumbs up for the East Midlands Safari.
The safari bit was amazing.
It was cool.
It was so good. And even though it took a while to get round, I liked that. Because sometimes you go round them.
That's what you pay for.
And it's quite quick.
Yeah.
Because the animals aren't there or, you know, there's not many people. So you're like, okay, just go. But we were there for a couple of hours.
So many fucking deer, though. Like...
It's all right, enough.
Just I want to see, like, animals I can't see.
Yeah.
I want to see giraffes and elephants and lions, not fucking deer.
Yeah.
I can see deer anywhere.
The lions were cool when they're on that lion face thing. They look really cool. And,
Yeah, the giraffe stuck its head in.
Yeah. And I like the woman in the car next to us. I was like, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
And round her window up.
And that stupid family with a kid out the sunroof.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
It's
not girls on tour, it's like...
When we first got there, there was a lot of ranger people shouting
at people. That's they're like the lifeguards of the safari world.
Yeah.
They just whisper, oi, no running. Do your windows up.
But, it was nice, it was cool. And we got a ticket so you can go back again.
We will go back, yeah.
Yeah.
Which and just good. Complain more.
No, it was good. The safari part was really, really good. And I did like there was a bat cave because I didn't know there was one. I thought the inner one was in Chester.
Bit annoyed that I made 8 rolls for everyone and yet I ate them all.
No, I had a ham roll.
Did you have one ham roll?
I might have had 2 ham rolls.
No, you had one. It's because I had like 4.
Are the ones still in the fridge?
No, I threw them away now.
Okay.
Yeah, I made a big picnic for everyone and no one ate anything.
But it's that thing where then it's too hot and it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like too hot to eat and.
Yeah. Jack taking pictures of just like the door of the car.
Oh my god, that was so funny. When I was watching him and he's holding the camera and then as he presses the button, he moves the camera away. And then he's like, this is the best picture ever. This is, and it's like,
it's like blur. Just like motion blur.
This is because he's doing Jurassic World Evolution.
Yeah.
And when you take a picture, like, oh my god.
He's really implementing that whole game into his life now.
He is.
He'd be a great doctor. Like, you're like, I'm sick, doctor. So he'd go out, get into a helicopter, fly up and shoot you from a helicopter with medication.
He had, where were you? Unless you've gone shopping or something. Or you were still upstairs and he was playing and a T-Rex escaped and then a herbivore escaped. And I said, are you going to send someone to get them? And he's like, oh, well, I'll send them to get the T-Rex, but I'll wait. I was like, why? He's like, well, the T-Rex will eat the herbivore, so I'll get rid of that one.
Two birds, one stone, yeah. Kind of thing, yeah.
So he's like, you know, I'll just let them eat it.
That'll solve that little issue, other.
Yeah. He's like,
he's a wise kid, you know, he's wise. There's money saving.
I need to fix the fence first. And it's like, well,
you need to stop the giant killing machine from eating all your...
Maybe save your guests. And it was, like I said, it was funny when my parents were around and he was playing Minecraft. And my dad's like, is this all you do all day? He's like, no, sometimes I play Jurassic World Evolution. But that's really funny. Yeah. Like, obviously, unintentionally funny.
Whenever he says goodbye to him, he's like and subscribe.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't think they know what that means.
A little video he did for my brother.
He did.
Mm. Uncle James.
Please send guns over.
Yeah. Uncle James. Yeah.
So how are you? You did your craft fair.
I did do my art in the park. The Royal Lemontoir.
Leamington Spa.
Hashtag... AITP 2018.
You did really well.
I did do well, but...
PBFH Punk and Pretty Things Inside.
Yeah, PBFH Punk did much better. And I did well. So it was pretty constant selling, and I kept, like, a tally in a book of kind of... Well, I looked at messages I sent you saying how much I sold, and I think, well...
Are you tired?
No.
We're both just yawning on this podcast. Terrible.
I think by 1 o'clock on the Sunday, I'd sold the same amount I'd sold by 2:30 on the Saturday. So that's kind of ahead. But then Sunday was a lot quieter, but I made the same amount of money. So I guess it was more serious people involved. But I think my thing is I sold lots, but what I sell is not cheap in terms of cheaply made, but the most expensive thing I've got is £7. So, you know.
Quite cheap.
Yeah. Cost effective, maybe. Not cheap.
Cost effective, yeah. A good price.
It fits all budgets. But, yeah, so if I had some things that are a little bit more expensive, then, you know, that would...
Yeah.
That would help. Because, yeah, the guy next to me selling the comics made not much more than me, but his things were... He sold a lot less... But his things were like between more 45 expensive. And 90.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So why don't you just make one bag that's like £4,000?
Yeah.
And then sorted. All you gotta do is sell that one thing. Same sort of idea, like mission statement as the pound land. Yeah. We sell a lot of little things of a pound rather than one big thing.
So maybe I need to sell soap, Lorraine, and hair shampoo. Hair dye just for a
random
pound.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. I do great guns. Lots of cleaning supplies. Never so well. No.
So Poundland, there's Pound Stretcher, isn't there? Is that another one?
I think there's Poundland.
But isn't there a 99p shop?
Yeah. Like and that beats, kind of one.
That beats them by, yeah.
And
by
there's probably now a 98p shop. But one of them's gone out of business, I think.
The Penny Wars. It's a real tough retail.
Is it Pound World? I've gone out of business.
Oh, here's Tati.
Hey, baby. I haven't seen your weekend, so why are you giving him affection? Oh, my God, it's nearly your birthday. Tati is 7, aren't you, baby girl?
I thought she was 11.
Tati's 11 on the 7th, is what I meant to say. I didn't forget how old she was. I was thinking about the date. You
literally just said she's 7.
But she still loves me, and that's all that matters. Okay. But yeah.
Could you move your bum from my face, please?
Tatty, can you, for the listeners,
oh,
can
yeah,
you point
sorry,
out it's Tatty's bum
you
in your face?
Helen, do you want to remove your buttocks from my face?
Really, would not be Helen. Do you want to move your buttocks to my face?
This is not a adult. Oh my God! Stop! She's literally just standing on the phone.
Tatty, come here, baby girl. Tatty.
On the podcast recording
Tatty,
device.
She's gonna lie. She's gonna lie in it.
Do you reckon? Does she want us to stop?
Yeah, it's that affection.
Stop your bullshit.
There we go, baby girl. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's gonna be 11 tomorrow. Like a big girl. Yes. So you're 11, so you should stop licking your sister's bum now. It's not something that 11
Yeah, it's time to grow out of that.
Yeah. Play down. Like, oh my God, just lie down.
Oh my God, I keep yawning.
Oh, Tatty, have you made a smell?
It's going to be like our new name for the part, Tired Wife, Even More Tired Husband.
Yeah. Tired Wife, Yawny Husband.
Yeah.
But then you yawn.
And now you yawning.
I yawn. Oh, you're stuck on me,
too. And then you made me yawn.
I yawn all the time, though. I yawn.
When you're not tired.
A lion yawned at the Spire Park, and I spent the next 20 minutes yawning. It's when you used
caught,
to say to me,
you
used to say the word yawn.
And you would yawn,
I'd
yeah.
yawn.
I remember that time I got you yawning, I think it was about 10 times in a row.
Yeah. But then my eyes watered as well, so
then
I just
look like you were
going to
suffocate. Yes. It's been a nice week.
It has. It's really weird, because it feels like it's been really long. A long week.
Yeah.
But then it has, at the same time, it hasn't.
Come back quick.
I feel like I haven't, because obviously I was off work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I feel like I haven't been at work for weeks.
Mm.
And then I'm at work this Wednesday, and then working from home Thursday, Friday, so you and Jack can go out and do things. Because I'm nice that way.
Yes, you're a ruddy nice wife.
Oh, yeah. I'm the best. The best you'll get. I'm not. You could do so much better than me, baby.
Oh, God, don't start with that.
You're so out of my league.
Oh, shut up. What league? There's no league.
The league of good-looking guys.
You're so demented.
Really?
So weird.
It's true.
I'm going to have a sleep. This wasn't the right time, I don't think, to podcast.
Okay.
No, because we're slowly whispering a bit more.
But this is because
we're talking a bit slower.
But this is because you're so. This is what happens when you're sober. You're like the episode.
I'm
of Friends.
Very boring.
You're like the episode of Friends where it's friend Bobby, and he stopped drinking, and then it's like.
Which season was this?
I can't remember.
Well, you need to back up your.
I don't really remember.
It was on for like 100 years. You could
it
literally
was.
anything in life. You can go. It's just like that Friends episode.
My dad does that with The Simpsons.
Your dad does it with The Simpsons.
And he's like,
yeah.
This is just like the episode of The Simpsons. Like which one? Where Mr. Burns has like his treatment is glowing and like going through the.
That was the
town. X-Files
episode.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. This is just like that.
There's a thing, isn't it? Simpsons did it first or something. Like so, every cartoon that ever. Does stuff now, it's like, well, Simpsons did the verse.
We do have to, talking about Simpsons, we need to play Jack the Monorail song.
You did already?
No, I didn't. I was listening to it while he was playing the game.
Oh, okay. Why do we need to play in the
because
Monorail
Because every
song?
Time he says Monorail,
you
in
sing.
His Monorail! So, I think he needs to understand.
And you think that'll help him grow up more adjusted?
I just prefer to hear him sing another song, really, than I could believe I can fly. And then randomly,
they hear little segments of the songs from YouTube videos, so they sing it, and you're like, oh, you know that song, and he's like, what song?
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying, I'd prefer him to sing. It'd be cool to hear him sing another song.
Oh my God. Wow. This is, there we go.
Don't you worry.
Do you think if you didn't look at me when I yawn, but you heard me yawn, that would make you yawn?
Oh, no, I hear you yawn. Because you pretend to yawn. And like I said, you say the word yawn. Don't, Ricky, don't. Don't pretend to yawn. Have you actually just made yourself yawn?
Yeah. What is a yawn?
It's your expelling air.
But you take in a lot of air. Do you not breathe in when you yawn? Do you just breathe out?
I can't remember. I just remember it.
You can't remember. You take in a lot of air. You take a huge amount of air in, and then you... There you go. See, look, you're breathing in.
Oh, that was horrible.
Did you get your...
No, because at the same time as yawning. You. Yeah, but also my shoulder's about to click.
Oh, dang.
And it hasn't.
It's horrible.
Okay. Let's, for our 17 podcast listeners... Shit, my phone is fucking bright, mate. What is a yawn?
But you yawn to relax, but you also yawn waking up, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you just yawn.
I just yawn.
Throughout the day, I think. Look at Helen yawning in excitement.
Involuntary open one's mouth wide and inhale deeply due to tiredness or boredom. Being wide open.
Oh, I get it.
A yawning chasm. It's a reflex. It's a reflex consisting of a simultaneous inhalation of air and the stretching of the eardrums followed...
The what?
Stretching of the eardrums followed by an exhalation of breath.
An exhalation.
A what?
Exhalation.
Yeah. And there's... What are you doing, Tati?
It's not spaghettification. Did you learn a new word?
Oh, it's spaghetti. Spaghetti legs.
Spaghettification.
That's when you have to eat everything with a fork and a spoon.
I've never eaten spaghetti with a fork and a spoon.
Have you not?
I just use the fork, twist it, and then just shove it in.
We do it.
Your weird spaghetti etiquette. But where then, you must cup it with a spoon.
Anyway, there's a song by Vanilla Ice that was on his album that I used to have. That me and Becky used to listen to.
Showing your age now.
I'm 42, Ricky. I'm not ashamed. I look 28, so I don't care.
Who says that?
Like everybody.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think you look 28.
How old do you think I look?
27.
Thank you.
42.
No, fuck off. People say like 30.
You are 42, though.
I know, but it doesn't matter. I don't know what to do.
But you do, because you're 42.
You're 35 and look 55. With your grey beard. You look like Santi. Anyway, I was saying something. Oh, Ricky.
Violent outlash of like.
What was I saying?
Yawning.
Vanilla Rice,
yeah.
So, he has this song and it says, "You're so posh, you eat spaghetti with a fork and a spoon." And I was like, is that posh?
Yes.
Isn't that just what people do?
Why are you cupping the spaghetti with a spoon for?
Because you rest your fork on the spoon so the spaghetti doesn't fall off your fork.
But you do it fast enough and get it in your gob, then...
Oh, don't say gob.
I just did.
Oh, you're like Jack saying...
Ain't.
Oh, I turn into my mother then.
You
don't
are.
Don't say ain't.
Drink like you are, fucking it. Mary Poppins.
Mary fucking Poppins, y'all.
You putting your paws on my phone?
Tatty, it's
my phone. What do you want for your birthday, Tatty?
I want my mama. I am here, baby girl.
You are mental.
Tatty.
She wants, like, fish.
She wants prawns. I told you, I'm going to buy some prawns.
No, she can't have prawns.
She can't have prawns.
I want the prawns. Get her some fish. Get her some kipper.
Prawns are fish.
Bit of mackerel. Prawns not fish. It's shellfish.
A fish.
It's not a fish.
It's a shellfish.
Yes.
Oy, oy, oy.
This is a marine creature. It's from the water.
I'm a joker. Don't taste like what it should.
See, now we're just talking bollocks.
Yeah. I was thinking, what was that film we saw? American Assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, are you stopping this?
No. I'm just making sure it's still recording.
Is it? Are we sure Tati's not pressing?
Yeah, no. 19 minutes.
Really? Only 19 minutes? Tati, don't press things. Because she does. She presses things.
Can you press it?
Oh, no. She's...
Okay, we're still going.
Yeah, we're back.
We paused because the cat turned it off.
Tati turned the recording off after saying.
She had enough of this shit.
She did.
Guys, she's just been talking about yawning for 20 minutes. Honestly.
So, films that we've watched recently.
Okay.
Oh my God, you made me watch a fucking Battleship.
I didn't make you watch Battleship.
You
it was
made
on.
Me watch it.
You loved it.
Oh,
you
it was
were
awful.
Well into it. You were like, is this a real story?
It made no sense.
True life.
Did this really happen?
It does make sense, because they use the buoys.
But why is Brooklyn
Wait,
Decker...
how do you pronounce... Is it buoy or boy?
Boy. Both ways, I think.
Can you?
Boy. Whoop, whoop.
So they whoop, use whoop. The buoys, the yeah. tsunami buoys, to make a grid, like a battleship board.
Yeah.
Is it a board? No, it's not a board, is it? It's like a...
Tatiana Bonfluff.
Get your hand off my device. But yes, yeah, it's a great film. It's a great film, and it's got really good actors. It's got a deep, entwining story.
But I didn't understand.
It's about love. Love, you know.
Love and loss.
Love and loss. Lost love. Growth. Taking on, you know, beating your demons, facing them, and overcoming.
And aliens that don't like the sun.
Yeah, and overcoming naval issues.
Humanoid aliens that have sensitive eyes.
They do, because they have like eyes like lizards.
They're like his gecko, Dora, or whatever it's called. Mm. Project Matt Damon.
I think he would hate to be known as that.
I like him though, that guy. His name I can't remember. I like him in Game Night.
Mm.
I like him I really don't know how old he is.
Why do you like that about someone?
Because...
The mystery.
Because, again, Ricky...
You could probably Google it, babe.
It's back
and
to me.
Find out how old
but
he is.
But I don't know his name. I can't Google... I'm Googling Budget Matt Damon. Sorry, Tatty. Oh, sorry. What's that there? What's that? Oh, of course, it's a dinosaur in Tatty's ear. Jack's here.
It is a velociraptor.
Budget. Matt. Damon. It's coming up with budget mattresses.
Budget mattresses?
Yeah. Oh my god.
What? Has it really come
first
up with? There you go.
Yeah.
He really is known as Budget Matt Damon.
He is known as Budget Matt
Damon.
Oh
my god, that poor guy. What's his real name?
I have to find it because he's not even saying his name. It's just showing pictures of them together.
Oh my god.
Jesse Plemons. That's it.
Ah, yes. I was going to say that.
He was in Breaking Bad.
Was he?
Yep. Okay, now I'm just on a page that's showing me... Is this a
is
website?
Is Tatty's parent going to be, like, blocking out our audio?
It's totallylookslike.com. So you've got Jesse Plemons and Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And you've got Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson, who do not look alike.
Okay. Owen Wilson? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then you have Neil McDonough and Matt Damon. But you also have this guy, Robert Richard, looks like this guy, Neil McDonough. And... I'm pretty sure they're different ethnicities.
Oh, well, I don't see colour, Helen.
No, but I'm just saying that you can understand how they're saying that you might mistake these two for each other. But I think you wouldn't, because one's got very blonde, like white blonde
white,
hair.
And white skin.
Yeah, and the other one, obviously...
Is like African-American.
Yeah. So, but then that he also looks like that guy and also Matt Damon, who again...
It's
totally different.
It's white.
It's the weirdest thing. But yeah. Liam Neeson and Matthew McConaughey. I think the people who have done this don't know who people are.
Just like Matthew McConaughey.
Who else is that?
How do you say his surname? Mahogany. Like Mahogany.
McConaughey.
I prefer Mahogany.
Oh, look. They've called him there. Matt Damon.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, it's because I think he's in Breaking Bad.
Oh, not because he looks like he does meth.
No. No, is that Matt... is that Matt Damon's brother?
Oh, there's
that looks more like Jesse Plemons' brother.
We've got a quiz show that we can try and...
Yeah. Whose brother are you?
Is it Matt Damon or Meth Damon?
That's so weird. Okay, now they've run out. Oh, no, okay. So they're saying that the guy... Oh, God, what's his name? The guy that was in... The other guy that's in Breaking Bad. That wasn't the one from Malcolm in the Middle.
Walter... The one who played... Was it Walter White?
No,
the main
that's
guy.
The one that was in Malcolm...
Oh, him. Right, sorry.
The one that's in that Need for Speed thing.
Yeah.
So he played Jesse in there. They're saying that he looks like Tom Felton.
Who's Tom Felton?
That guy. He in Harry Potter films?
Okay.
What?
They look nothing alike.
They do in the fact that they've got the same kind of colouring and a slightly large forehead.
And two eyes, a nose and a mouth.
Yes. Are they saying that... Okay, let's just skip past that one, because that could be dodgy territory. But those two people do not look alike.
Well, those two people
are... Woody Harrelson and Gillian Anderson. I don't think they look alike.
Well, one's a boy and one's a girl. I mean, I don't see gender.
This is the weirdest thing. I don't get this now. Okay. This is even worse than the yawning conversation.
Oh, Ricky. God, I'm so sorry. I keep yawning.
No, Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg do not look alike.
What?
I have to stop this now, because this is just going to make me ever so angry.
Mm, it's like Hulk Hogan looks like Mickey Mouse.
It's who?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I thought you said Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't... Mm.
Sorry, you're going to say something important?
No. God, Dog the Bounty Hunter, that was an awful programme.
Never watched it.
So how do you know who he is, Ricky?
Because I've seen him, but I didn't watch the show.
Oh, you knew what his job is.
No, what did he do?
He hunted for coconut chocolate.
Construction worker.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I imagine he was a bit like a bounty hunter.
Mm. Slightly.
But like he was nothing like Boba Fett. Did he have a jetpack? And rockets?
No, he had a wife called Beth and massive tits.
Okay. I can see why that's...
Dramatic velociraptor dropping at the thought of massive tits.
Drop the raptor? That's a phrase we can start.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, drop the bomb, it's dropping the raptor.
Mm.
Not mic drop.
That's amazing. Drop. Yeah.
So I think that's... Is that it for today?
It's because yesterday we had an amazing conversation.
We did. We had like a 5-hour conversation.
Yeah, it was used really up good.
All our
what
stuff.
What did we talk about last night? We talked about when we were kids, stuff that we did.
Yeah.
We talked about sexual harassment.
I was drinking more as well, and we weren't as tired.
You were drinking more because I did realise it got to about 10 minutes before we went to bed, and you did start interrupting me.
Shut up.
But also, what? So we were sat outside last night, and we were sat outside tonight, but we've come in because the neighbour quite loudly shut the window, and they did actually shut the window last night, and I think it's because maybe us talking in the back garden was annoying them.
But it's our garden.
I know, but it's also they're trying to sleep, and
we're
it was...
hardly neighbours from hell.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had Jack and Alfie here, Ricky.
That was, yeah. I imagined, I thought we'd get police, like, noise complaint.
There was a point where I'm pretty sure Alfie screamed.
Yes, he did.
What happened?
I don't know, he just screamed. Once we all sort of picked ourselves off the floor.
Were you playing Gang Beasts?
Yes.
The three of you?
Yes.
Okay, so you could play three players?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how there were three of us playing.
I think, I think he screamed during that.
He just screams.
Because you all got quite loud. I think you managed to beat loads of people or something.
Oh, yeah, I killed them both. I whipped their butts. And they ganged up on me, but kids, mate.
You could take down a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old.
I taught them a lesson today. They were schooled.
But he just wanted to play Goat Simulator.
Mm.
Didn't he?
Such a shit game, man. I don't understand the kids' obsession with Goat Simulator.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay. I think we need to go to bed.
Do you?
I'm not going to be able to keep my eyes open much longer.
I can hear Hooper moving around a lot. That's good.
Okay, so I think we're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
We'll do another one soon where it's
better. Rick will get drunk.
Yeah, I'll get drunk.
And we'll have seen Ant-Man and the Wasp, hopefully.
Okay, and the Meg.
Well, definitely Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I want to see the Meg.
I know you want to see the Meg, baby.
Shark.
Okay. I thought you said shut up, Helen.
Shut up.
But yeah, so then we can talk about films again, and we can talk about how we'd recast Ant-Man as Zac Efron, the Wasp as Kevin Hart, and Harold Pym. What's his name?
Henry Pym.
Henry Pym.
Is it Henry Pym?
I don't know. Mr. Pym.
I believe, yeah.
As The Rock.
Pym Senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can talk about how we cast those three in it.
So, you know, like and subscribe. Yeah. We need Jack for that bit.
Me too. We were going to do a podcast with Jack, weren't we?
Yeah.
But it would just be him going, I shall sort of circuit. Short circuit. And the best bit was, hey, laser lips. Your mother was a snubber.
I know. He didn't really get the whole context.
Which he told everyone about 50 times a day. He saw it and we all watched it. And it's like, you watched 10 minutes of it, saw that bit, got bored. And yeah. Also, yeah.
Old Steve Guttenberg.
And then he'd do impressions of Korg.
Yeah, from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Sid Meek.
Smeek? Okay, so...
Yes, sorry.
Goodbye, Helen.
Goodbye, Ricky.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I love you.
It's goodbye from me. It's goodbye from Helen. Goodbye from Tati.
Who will be 11 next time we do our podcast.
Okay, yeah.
She'll be a whole, like, yeah, a new okay. age.
It's just getting weird now.
Tati New Age. She's Line Light Superman.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.